Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
8:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Want to hear from you, Baltimore, this latest Lamar saga. How does it make Lamar look? How does it make the Ravens look? Let's go to Cockeysville and get Andre. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, Rob?
What's up?
Hey, Kamish and Jeremy.
Thank you.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Y'all guys saved my life, man, when I was working, man. It's like hanging out with the fellas.
Appreciate it.
I think Lamar's done, man. I mean, the guy thrilled us through the time he was there, but he's done. Right now, it's too many hurt feelings. And, you know, when he gets back with the team, don't know what the rest of the team's going to think about him. And nothing was as bad as seeing Frank Robinson leave the Orioles and have a Cleveland uniform on, or seeing Johnny Unitas with his high tops in San Diego. Lamar's going to go, man. And, you know, I'm a fan for life, you know, so, you know, that's how it is.
I understand that, Andre. The difference is, though, those guys, I know Johnny U didn't want to leave. Mm-hmm. Those guys also won championships here before they left.
They were at the end of their careers.
Yeah. And they won championships here before they left.
Yeah.
Bob in Cockeysville. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. You know, that video is hysterical. Yeah, I started to get a little salty.
The gym video?
Salty about this. What's that?
The gym video?
The gym video.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I woke up this morning. I had to watch it like six times. And that's when I realized, you know, this is kind of – he's not taking this really seriously. I mean, the idea that a player is trying to negotiate a $200 million contract is – In you know, working with some business guy, I don't know, what, a couple $1,000 on an infomercial? And it truly is. It's like a couple free weights and something thrown in a bag. It's got this music in the background that sounds like kind of like 90s infomercial type stuff. I mean, it was the sort of thing that they had for Thighmaster. And so it's not at the level of Bowflex. I mean, it's just crazy. But, you know, it what it did, though, it made me think I got to lighten up on this. And I don't think there are going to be bad feelings. I really don't. I mean, I don't see how a team can seriously negotiate with someone like this. And obviously this person, this business partner, doesn't have any more judgment than he does. So he's coming back to us. And, you know, when it comes down to it, I hope he signs a contract as opposed to playing on a pretty low tag. I don't think he'll sit down. But one way or another, I think this does get resolved this year. And partially, I think that's partially why they wanted the non-exclusive.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob, we got to run, man. Thanks a lot, my friend. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I just want to get this thing over with one way or the other. You know,
same
it's
here.
Mentally draining.
Same here.
You know, it's like affecting my personal life now. You know, man, having dreams about this. Waking up in the middle of the night, you know, seeing what's going on Twitter, see if somebody signed them or anything like that.
You got issues,
you know,
you got issues, man.
You all right? You need a hug?
Issues need tissues, bro.
Yeah, you know. But
Granny console you, man.
You used to have different type of dreams. Now you have a dreams of Lamar.
Oh, I'm gonna have to send this video to Rashawn of this granny in New Orleans. I'll show you guys. It's not favorable for airplane.
Let's go to Parkville and get Jack. What's up, Jack?
What's up, Rob? So, like every other caller on here, Lamar needs an agent. And all he's been talking about on his Twitter feed is response to Tom Pelissero saying that this Ken Francis dude never negotiated for him. But then who put the offer in for him? And who's this quote-unquote agent who's not NFLPA associated with, pretty much.
Yeah, look, we all believe the guy needs an agent. We've been saying it. Fans have been telling us to shut up.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
Yep.
But now you're kind of seeing part of the reason why, especially if you're going to enter free agency. If you're going to negotiate with your own team, like Roquan did, you can look at it and say, I don't like that. I don't like that. Certain things if you're negotiating.
If you bring in other teams in the mix, you better get somebody else.
I mean, you're starting to compare and contract, like all the things. Like, it's just a lot that I wouldn't want to deal with personally.
Let's go to Chico and Dud Dog. What's up, Chico?
Hey, guys, I heard a rumor that he's got representation. There's a place called Prestige Worldwide. It's run by two stepbrothers, Dale and Brennan. They're going to make a good video for him.
It's all about them boats and hoes. Nachos, lemon heads, and my dad's boat.
Let's go to Hubie in Baltimore. What's up, Hubie?
Good morning to all.
Good morning, Hubie.
After 5 years and being MVP of one of those years, I just can't believe that we're not talking about Lamar having a big time shoe deal and a top tier commercial.
Yeah, he's got that. He's got that personality. He should.
Yeah, absolutely. With the razzle dazzle, I believe if he had a viable agent, that he would have had those type of things. And I'm not going to state that when he comes back because he hasn't gone anywhere. And I also believe, Rob, I'll agree to what you say, that he will play with a chip on his shoulder under the tag. And if he gets signed, he might do even better.
He will.
Have a good day.
You too. I got this text from a mutual friend of ours, Paul. He says he deals with this in the real estate world. People think they can sell, buy a house by themselves, and most of the time they get way over their head. Then they come back asking questions because they have buyers or sellers remorse because it becomes a circus. And this is what this is starting to look like. Just like that. Matt in Catonsville. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I just first wanted to touch before I get into the Lamar thing, just real quick, this Kansas State story, not only the guard, but of course the Keyshawn Johnson, that great story. I mean, that's just, I'm rooting for him to go all the way. Good. But as far as Lamar, I think Ed hit it on the head. I think he's immature. He's showing it. He's making this organization look bad. And it's coming to the point where they got to make a decision one way or the other with this guy. And that video, I was waiting for Will Ferrell to come by in his tracksuit, to run by Lamar during the course of that. That was ridiculous. He's making himself look just really bad, and he needs an agent. I think Jack, the previous caller, the kid, I think he should be his agent.
Well, I'll say this about the equipment and stuff. Like, depending on the cost of it, I understand what people are saying. It's pretty generic when you look at it, but it's not the end of the world if that's something you want to invest in. I do think it's problematic that he hasn't gotten these endorsements, because then stuff like this, like, it's been out there. There have been stories of things that have been available for him.
They turn down almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm getting this firsthand. I'm not getting it from somebody. I'm getting it from people who've made him offers for commercials and the like. And the mom said, "We're going to pass." You're going to pass.
And there's nothing wrong with passing, but like some
Why?
Of the stuff.
Yeah. Especially somebody who was he didn't have to travel. It was a one-shot deal and it was a lot of money. And there were two. A teammate offered him something on a social media post, one-shot deal. I think it was $100,000.
Yeah.
Said no.
Is that why you did it? You took the 100K?
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number one talk, Sweet 16 at 8:30. But on the other side, video of the accident on 695 has surfaced. That's what's trending up next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's trending in social media at 8:17 in the a.m.? Video of the horrible accident from Wednesday surfaced on social media. Actually, it was from Tuesday's accident. And it was nothing like I imagined it to be. The way it was originally described from the narrative, it sounded as if one vehicle was merging into traffic from an on-ramp. And that was not the case. Both vehicles were already on 695, and one vehicle was changing lanes, merging into another lane that's caused the accident. Not quite how I envisioned it. Either way, horrible. And you saw some of the debris hit a car that was going in the opposite direction on 695 as well. So it was another vehicle involved because there was damage to that vehicle as well. Horrific accident.
Horrible. It's just so tragic. It's hard to even wrap your mind around it. You know, father and son were killed who were, workers on the highway. Six people killed. And just, you said it yesterday, people just don't take driving seriously. I meant to tell you guys. Yesterday, right after I left here, on the way home, woman sitting next to me, she was driving badly. So I caught up to the light and I pulled up next to her. She was eating a full meal. She had food in one hand and a beverage in the other, was looking down, and just like, I was wondering what she was doing, but she was not paying attention to what she was doing. Then I was going to film her and say, you know what, let me just go. People just don't take it seriously.
When you said a full meal, I thought she was like putting salad dressing on a salad and then cutting her steak while she was driving.
May as well.
But people do it all the time. Yeah, I had a woman not even looking at the road. She had her visor pulled down and she was doing her makeup as she was driving 70 miles an hour.
That's ballsy. Stupid.
Stupid.
Ballsy. A lot of ballsy things are pretty stupid.
Yeah. I can't do my makeup that fast.
Deutsche Bank shares fell more than 13% on Friday morning today, following a spike in credit default swaps on Thursday night as concerns about the stability of European banks persisted. The German lenders' shares retreated for a third consecutive day and have now lost more than a fifth of their value so far this month. Credit default swaps, a form of insurance for companies' bondholders against its default. It seems like we're getting more and more information lately.
Don't look at me. Throw this question to Ed, too. Don't ask me about the douche bank or whatever the hell that
Deutsche
thing
bank.
Is. That's what I said. Ask him. Don't ask me about this.
What is going on in the bank industry, man? I don't like banks anyway. I got to be honest with you. I put them in there out of necessity, my money in there. I hate banks.
Yeah, that's why we hate them, because you can't do life without them. March 10th, you have Silicon Valley Bank failed.
Yep.
Right? Then we just had Credit Suisse go on to get taken over by UBS. And I think now, if I'm not mistaken, the money that is worth, the bank is worth now in Switzerland is actually bigger than the economy of Switzerland. It's crazy. It's just crazy. And these banks are failing frequently now. So I don't know what's going on, but it's getting
scary.
It's getting scary. And our Treasury Secretary is not being real honest, it seems like, about what's going on. We're getting like a lot of, government speak. Like, what is happening right now, and what is our economy really like?
So we got out of weather balloon season, right into train derailment season, and now we're into bank collapse season.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened in April? Does anybody know what April's month is? Is that Lamar Jackson signing season? What's happening?
I just bought myself some nightlight.
Did you? What's that?
It's Lamar Jackson's cologne.
He has a cologne?
It's for new uninhibited era.
I like it.
That's what it says.
Smell like a champ.
Yeah.
I'll stick to my Drakkar Noir.
And John Wick comes out today. Keanu Reeves. You gonna see this one?
Yes. I think the world of Keanu Reeves. Mm-hmm. I think that guy is just genuinely a good person. But he's put out some great freaking movies. And As much as I hate Fast
Dude
and
with
the
my car?
No, he wasn't in that.
Wasn't he?
No.
Who was that?
It's Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott.
You're thinking of Bill and Ted's Excellent
Bill and Ted,
Adventure.
Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted.
White people stuff.
Same thing.
Love that movie.
It's going to be sad because I assume.
That's all right. Every
Emily,
Tyler,
Emma.
Every Tyler Perry movie is the same damn thing.
That's why I don't watch them.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming Lance Reddick's going to be in this.
Yes. And he had, I don't know if you heard, he said, I mean, what he said about Lance Reddick was beautiful. Just talking about what a great person he was and, you know, be sorely missed from that franchise. And look, maybe it's getting a little bit more ridiculous in the John Wick world. I don't like the Fast and Furious franchise. I love this.
Well, I love it because, first of all, I like Keanu Reeves. I really like Ian McShane.
He's one of my favorites.
One of my favorites.
Best character ever put on TV.
The Deadwood character?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. And I really like Lance. I think now I think Lance is a very talented actor, but he's a great human being. Smart guy, good guy, and just made me real sad.
These are my confessions. I never saw a John Wick movie.
Really?
Not one.
Oh,
you definitely have to watch the first one.
Never saw one.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know it's coming. They're kind of, they're not realistic, but you're always rooting for him because it gets, the bad guys always get it in the end. And he's the one that does it to them. It's just, they're fantastic.
The choreography for the fight scenes are just, they're amazing. Yeah. And it's not just fight scenes, it's the shootouts. The quick, I mean, you're watching some of these, it's a trained assassin, a guy working a gun and how he's killing people. Like, he's looking over here, he's shooting a guy that's laying on the ground. It's pretty badass, I gotta admit.
And today, a couple of national days, National Chocolate Covered Raisins Day. You like chocolate covered raisins?
One of my favorite things to eat in this entire world.
Isn't that Raisinets?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. What's goober? No,
goobers are peanuts.
Okay. Yeah.
But I like the dark chocolate.
Me too.
Right, Rob?
You would. Don't ever wink your eye at me.
What are you talking about?
Don't you
I didn't
ever
wink at you.
Wink your eye at me again. Don't do it. I got on a suit today. So
I got a sweet tooth.
I got a suit on today, so don't mess with me. Today is also a National Cheesesteak Day. I love a good cheesesteak. Yeah.
Best cheesesteak you had?
In Baltimore?
Anywhere.
Mama Lucia's in Baltimore's the best cheesesteaks. And in Philly, man, I got to find a text. I always forget the name of the place that Rick Ritter sends me all the time because he's a Philly boy.
It's not the one begins with a D, is it?
Yes.
Why can't I think of the name of it?
Oh, my gosh.
So many good.
He sends me there all the time.
Nooks?
Huh?
The Nook?
No.
It's an Italian name.
D'Alessandro's?
D'Alessandro's.
Yeah.
D'Alessandro's. D'Alessandro's is the best cheesesteak, period.
I got to go
in
there.
In Baltimore, it's Mama Lucia's and Mondawmin Mall.
Mm. It is, like, how do you get your cheesesteak, first off?
Lettuce, tomatoes. I get some Italian dressing on it and some banana peppers. Mm.
Ed?
Cheesesteaks?
Yeah.
Not a fan.
What are you, a communist?
You don't like America, do you?
I don't mind the cheese whiz, but it's got to be American cheese
for
me.
No, no cheese whiz. That's not a Philly cheesesteak.
I said I don't mind it, but it's got to be American cheese for me. I don't want provolone on it.
I love provolone.
And mine is just extra fried onions and mushrooms, and then I'm done. That's I don't want any. You keep your veggies, and it's got to be
lettuce,
good
tomatoes,
bread.
Mayo. I want the Italian dressing on it and some banana peppers. Mm.
You mean we're going. Di Pasquale, Italian cold cut sandwich anytime.
And also today is, you know what you can wash that cheesesteak down with?
What?
Today is National Cocktail Day.
Mm. There you go. That's something we can talk about.
Save the best for last.
Yeah.
Your favorite cocktail, Ed?
My new one, the Eduardo.
No, now cocktails are defined as mixed drinks, right? It can't just be a straight drink.
Yes.
Okay, mine would be I guess a Manhattan.
Yeah, me too.
Would be my favorite cocktail.
But the one I invented,
go
I really
ahead, tell
like.
Them that before.
The Eduardo. Equal parts tequila and mezcal with jalapeno, a little agave, and some bitters. Mm. It's fantastic. I'm telling you, it's delicious.
I'm an old-fashioned.
It will kick your ass, but it's delicious.
I like just the traditional old-fashioned. I like some of the mixes on it, like different, how they flip it up. I've had one that's had tequila.
Try gin old-fashioned.
Yeah, so
they're
really
fantastic.
Good. But if I had to go for the frou-frou cocktail, I like a good painkiller.
Pussers, you mean?
I just like the nutmeg, all the stuff in it.
Shovels at 9:15, but on the other side, Sweet 16 recap and preview up next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
8:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. K-State beat my boy Tom Izzo, the Michigan State Spartans, 98-93 in overtime. And the story, of course, not just Keontae Johnson, who transferred from Florida. Remember, he collapsed. Great story there for him to bounce back. But come on, Marquise Noel, 5'8" senior. From New York, from Harlem. 20 points, an NCAA tournament record, 19 assists. 5 steals. We didn't talk about that. What a game. What a tournament so far.
20 points, 19 assists, and 5 steals. Like, I don't know that if he would... To me, nobody outshined him last night. You know, Drew Timmy had that great game. But that performance, when you're a basketball coach, when you're the type of player that can make people around you better...
Yep.
I want more of that. I want more of you. I'll take 5 of you guys on the floor because, I mean, just everything about it. And anybody listen to me, Michigan State was one of my favorite plays. I talked about how much I loved them last night. They lose in overtime. Am I upset about the loss? Yeah, but man, he's so much fun to watch. And if you follow him on Twitter, it's just funny seeing all the undersized point guards that played in the NBA. Muggsy Bogues tweeted at him. Who else? Isaiah Thomas tweeted at him. You know, you had all these guards who were going back and forth. And he said, heart over height, you know, as a lot of guys talk about. He is just a really, really good basketball player. I hope we get to see him get an opportunity at the next level. People don't like to hear this, basketball more so than a lot of other sports. Size does matter. But you do have special players that can supersede that and get by without it. But that was an all-time classic last night, even though I ended up on the losing side of it. But what a game.
Great game. I lost all 4. Got them all wrong. Everything. My bracket's totally busted because Arizona and UCLA are out.
Are we talking bracket lost? I don't even know where I am on the bracket. I got the picks right. Only pick I got wrong yesterday was I thought Tennessee was going to win. But I didn't bet wins at all. I bet overs and unders. And I won on that.
Yeah, I got Kansas and Arizona in the final, so I'm just trying to...
I can't even find my bracket.
What time do they play tonight? Kansas and Arizona. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I got the Arkansas-Kansas game right. Got last night's Arkansas game wrong.
Yeah, they look
I don't
so
even
bad
know what my bracket is. I'm done with it. I'm now going on BetMGM and gambling.
I'm just letting you know this, because come Saturday, I don't mind saying it right now, I'm going to be on Florida Atlantic. They're getting 2.5 from Kansas State. I think we undervalue this Florida Atlantic team, man. I think they're really freaking good.
Not now.
But think about this. We got an Elite Eight game with Florida Atlantic and Kansas State. That's why college basketball is great, man. You won't get this in college football. And I love me some college football. But you'll never see things like this.
The last time we talked about Kansas State, they had the number one player in the country. You know, like, it's been a while since...
Who was that? Michael Beasley?
Michael Beasley. Yeah, he was the number one player, and everybody was talking about, oh, my God, who's going to get him?
Yeah.
He's going to be great. I mean, he loved the weed.
Remember,
he
was 6'9", until he was 6'5"?
Yeah, but my favorite thing about Michael Beasley is that cat was high all the time. You remember the game he came out, and he didn't have... he forgot to put his jersey on? He put the jacket, and he took it off, and he just had a wife beater on. He's like, oh, I got to go back to the locker room. So...
He was special.
Yeah, he was. But last night, there were just so many good games. And again, I was on the wrong side of 3 of them last night, which sucks. But the basketball, outside of the Arkansas game, the basketball games were amazing last night if you stayed up and watched.
So how do you feel about the 7.5 Alabama?
You're talking about tonight's games.
Tonight. Okay.
With tonight's games, yeah, look, there's something to be said about the 2 larger favorites that we have here. Creighton, I guess we have 3 technically. 7.5 for Alabama. I honestly, like, I wanted to look at the total on this because both of these teams play superb defense.
Yep. I like the under. 136.5.
Yeah, I'm seeing 137. But it's like Alabama's been pushing. San Diego State plays a little bit more up-tempo than you'd think than years past. I might lean over here.
I'm going 149 for Xavier, Texas. I'm going over that.
Yep. I would too.
They already start scoring, both of them.
I like Creighton a lot tonight. I think, I hope Governor Ehrlich's not listening. I think
Prince, hold on a second.
I hope Princeton's, I think Princeton's run ends tonight. I like Creighton a lot over them.
You like the under?
I just
140
like
140 and a half.
I'm indifferent to it because Princeton's the type of team. I've seen them play some higher score games. No, I like Creighton to cover.
I like 9.5.
I like Houston. I think I'd take San Diego State plus a 7.5, and I like the over in that Texas game.
I picked Texas outright to win in my bracket. What do you think? Do you think they win outright?
What, over Xavier? Yeah. They should. They're a better team than Xavier. Xavier plays no defense. Xavier does not play defense.
It's pretty optional, yeah.
Optional? No. It doesn't even, you know how like, hey, do you want plasticware with your meal? Yes. It doesn't show up. They the defense does not come. It's not there. They're so bad defensively, but what they can do is they can outscore you. And they run at that up-tempo. A lot of talent on that Xavier team.
So you're saying for Texas to beat Xavier, they have to outscore them?
Yes. All right. Is that the analysis I just gave?
That's what you just said.
I'm an idiot.
Tony in West Baltimore has something for you and I. Jeremy, what's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, Rob? This your boy, little brother. How you feeling, man?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't want to say his name. I'm put on blast. But, hey, Jeremy and Rob, I'm disappointed at y'all, man.
What?
9:53 yesterday, Ed Norris says, and I quote, I had a major come in my office one day.
Is that when you got the promotion?
And y'all did not say one thing. Hey, Rob.
My bad, Tony. Rob. Yes.
Hey, Rob. You know what he said when y'all ain't get on him when y'all got off the air?
What?
You all gave him a look.
He said, shoo.
Yeah, a look. Tony, a look was given, but I think we were so far in the mix, we just kind of let it go.
It's late.
He knew the time. The time. 9:53 in the a.m. yesterday.
Well, she's now a colonel now.
Oh, you changed it to she?
Yeah.
Oh. Has your opinion of Lamar Jackson, the person, changed over the last few weeks with all the reports coming out? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:46 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this fantastic feel-good first responder Friday.
Man, screw your alliteration.
You wish you could put that together.
My F words would not come together like that.
Lamar Jackson's been in the news a lot, Ed.
Sure
now,
has.
Your thoughts on Lamar Jackson a couple of years ago, maybe even a couple of months ago, this kid, this, that, and the other, you love him, just want to pinch his cheeks probably.
Yep.
What's your opinion of him now?
Well, throughout the whole history with him, I've said nothing but nice things about him. I thought he's a great, great young man, a great generational athlete. Thrilled he was our quarterback. Now I think he's showing immaturity, bad decision making. He's getting bad advice from people, and he's really, I think he's hurting himself. Honestly, I think these are bad optics for him. He just doesn't look. Just doesn't look very professional. He's calling everybody. Everything that comes out is a lie. If that's indeed the case, then tell us what the truth is. You just can't call people liars and just walk away. So I don't know. Even that product, I think the product he made, it's kind of laughable. Which, you know, it's dumbbells in a box.
Is it affordable? Does it work the whole core?
Jeremy, your thoughts on this?
I mean, I'm just frustrated as a sports fan, as someone that really likes Lamar and wants to see him stay here. I'm a little indifferent to it now. I kind of feel like some fans, I just want it to be over. I don't care what happens at this point. Just get it over and let us figure out which direction to go in. I think that's way more fun to talk about. Okay, Lamar's here. What's next? Lamar's not here. What's next? Then what are they doing? Because nobody knows. And there's too many reports that have been out there, and every single time Lamar's kind of chimed in with something short and sweet, like, that's a lie. Stop lying on me. Well, there's some truth to some of this. Yeah. Maybe it's not the whole truth. Maybe he called saying, hey, you guys should call Lamar. Is that a negotiation? Maybe not, but They don't want teams talking to him because he's not certified. This is the same thing we've been talking about for a long period of time in this business. If he'd have worked it out with his own team, maybe he could have got by without having an agent and signed that contract and made himself a ton of money. But I don't know what happens from here. I don't know what you do. And I think as a fan, there's a lot of fans that are split. There's a lot of fans that are just turning on Lamar, and I just think he doesn't want to be here, period.
410-583-1057 is the number. I think, and you can use that phrase, turning on Lamar, but I think a lot of this is based on how he's handling this thing. I think that's what people are turning on Lamar, how he's handling it. As Ed said, everything comes out, that's a lie. Maybe it is a lie. Maybe it is. Okay, so if everyone's lying on you, tell us what the truth is. I agree with that. You know, you told us about this interview. What, last weekend we heard about the interview? Mm-hmm. Was that last weekend, Joe, that he announced the interview?
Yeah, I made it seem like it was going to come out this week. I guess not.
But last weekend we heard about it, right?
It was last Saturday, last Friday.
Okay, so we heard about this a week ago. There's no day for this when this video's coming out?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was supposed to come out already.
See, you can't do this. You can't draw attention to yourself constantly and then get annoyed by the attention that's on you.
Right.
You can't have it both ways.
Right.
You know? Someone asked me once, you get tired of people asking you about sports. You know what? I've been in this market 19 years. If you didn't recognize me and ask me about sports, that would annoy me.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? You can't be Lamar Jackson on social media, MVP, doing a dance, doing a flip, bringing attention to yourself, which I'm cool with. But then, now that you have our attention, you tell us to look away. Well, no. That's not how it works.
Well, I had somebody say, so let's say Lamar signed a bunch of endorsements and did all these things and had stuff going on. Would you then say he still needs an agent? Again, going back to working with the team, if you work with the team that drafted you, mm-hmm. Then maybe you don't. We saw Roquan Smith did this, and he was traded and worked it out. He got a good deal for himself. I get all that, but people aren't understanding the minutiae in this league and all the things that go into writing it.
That's the dumbest thing ever, though. That's the dumbest thing ever. If he had this and he had that and he had this, would you then say that? That's dumb. Of course we wouldn't. Of course we wouldn't. But the problem is he doesn't. So yes. Okay. So if I hadn't hit that cone, backed into the curb, and took 7 points on my three-point turn, would you have given me a license? Of course I would have.
Yeah,
you would have gotten your license. So if he had endorsements, if the contract was done, if this and that would have happened, would we criticize him about not having an agent? Of course we wouldn't. You know why? Because having an agent gets it done.
Yeah. All those things.
That's the dumbest thing. When people say that's the dumbest thing, you only criticize him because he doesn't have these things. Damn right. Why would I criticize him if he had it?
You got to read some of these reviews of his exercise equipment.
Read some of them. Give it to us.
Looks like a failed Shark Tank pitch. So, a yoga mat and adjustable dumbbells. So, this is the next one. Dumbbells, a short bar, and a resistance band. Where's this one? There's a one that I thought was funny. This is what people see. It's like, yeah, that's what I want to do. Roll my weights onto a football field to work out. Hell yeah. I love rolling my weights to a local football field for a workout. These are just, they're all like this. It's a wheeled box with dumbbells and a resistance band and a yoga mat. I mean, it's just.
You got a door, you got a gym. That's who I'm going to have, instead of Ken Francis, I'm going to have Body by Jake contact teams for me. I mean, this is just.
He put it out, by the way. You see it's on Twitter. My business partner, Ken, and I will be dropping in at the entire gym this summer. #StayTuned.
I'm glad he has business ventures,
mm-hmm.
But you're the MVP about to make $32 million this year. The optics have to look a little bit better than that, you know? It do. It looks cheesy.
It does.
It does. It looks cheesy, man. It looks like something. I mean, if you and I put that out, Jeremy, it'd be okay. Lamar can't put that out.
Oh, I mean, where do we go from here? What's next? There's got to be something else stupid that happens along the way, right? That we're just going.
Who knows? I mean, seriously, nothing would surprise me at this point.
It gave me flashbacks. A girl once asked me that. Where do we go from here? What's next? I didn't know how to answer you just now. Give me flashbacks.
You want to hold hands?
Nope.
All right.
But I don't. That's the problem, Jeremy. Really, I don't know where we go from here. I don't know what's next.
When does this have to be decided by? Just let me know. I might come down with some sort of long-term illness. I'm so done talking about nothing.
So if you had a long-term illness, you won't be here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I help you?
This is just tiresome, man, because we're just spinning our wheels talking about nothing. Nothing. And you know what's funny? As soon as you bring up nothing, those freaking phone lines light up with everybody saying something about nothing. Or nothing about nothing.
Speaking of which, 410-583-1057 is the number. We want to hear from you, Baltimore, about nothing. Or about Lamar. How does all of this make him look now? Have you changed your opinion about this young man through all his contract negotiations? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.